You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 4. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you for joining us today. This is the fourth episode of our series focused on creating a career plan. In our last episode, we were talking about the importance of being nimble and adaptable when it comes to your career plan. And I also mentioned that you needed to identify and prepare for obstacles that could affect the execution of that plan. Today, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into that. In this episode, we'll touch upon some of the common roadblocks that diverse attorneys face in their career. And also, we're going to be sharing some tips about how to address those obstacles. So remember that by anticipating challenges and being prepared, you will be in a much better position to take control over your career plan.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at qodpod.com, the QuadPod Podcast Network. That's qodpod.com.
Hi again. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the findings of a workshop titled Upgrading the Track, Forging a Path to Success for Minority Attorneys. This is a workshop that was held by the California Minority Counsel Program in February of 2020. Although the workshop addressed various topics, a bulk of the discussion centered around coming up with solutions to common challenges that diverse attorneys face in their professional development. So even though the solutions proposed in the workshop were geared more towards things that the employers could do to address the issues that they were talking about, I wanted to look at some of those same challenges, but from the perspective of the diverse lawyer. One of the challenges discussed during the workshop was that diverse attorneys didn't receive regular feedback on their performance. So why is this a problem? Well, receiving feedback is super important to any lawyer, particularly to those who are starting out in their careers. Because if you make a mistake or you behave in a way that is problematic at your firm or in your organization, you want to know this as soon as possible so that you can course correct quickly. If you're not aware that you're doing something that's frowned upon at your firm or that there are concerns with your performance or your work product, then you're not going to be able to correct the problem. And if you don't correct the problem and you keep doing whatever it is that was problematic, then with time, more people at your firm will have the chance to witness whatever issue or shortcoming you have. And if many people notice the problem or talk about it with others, that may damage your reputation in your firm. And once people have made up their minds about what they think about you or what they think about your work, it's going to be really hard to change their minds. So fixing any problems quickly is super important. If someone sits with you the first time that you miss a deadline or that you draft a subpar document or do any number of other things that could be a problem, and that person tells you what you're doing wrong, then you're going to be able to deal with that issue before you develop a bad reputation, before it becomes a bigger problem. If the diverse lawyer doesn't have regular feedback, they might not be able to fix any issues in a timely manner. While on the other hand, if a non-diverse lawyer with the same problem is mentored and is given timely feedback, they may be able to correct the problem before it snowballs into something big. So if this is your situation, what can you do to fix this? The first thing that you need to do is to be proactive, and you have to ask for feedback. Even if a lawyer doesn't voluntarily offer comments on your performance, you can always ask them. This is particularly important if you get the sense that there's something off with an assignment or with a project that you have been working on. Let's say, for example, that you drafted a memo for a partner and they never gave you any feedback, but you noticed that they made substantial changes to the draft that you gave them. you can ask that partner to give you their input on that memo. For instance, you can tell them that you noticed that they made a lot of changes, and you can ask them why they made those changes and try to phrase it in a way where they will be more open or more willing to give you feedback. You can say that you are looking to improve your writing skills, that you want to learn from them, and that the input that they have on that particular assignment is going to help you improve your drafting skills. And that will likely prompt them to give you feedback, because partners and other senior lawyers will likely be happy to provide input if you ask them to, or if they think that that is going to help you develop your skills. Also, try to ask for feedback from multiple people. That way, you can compare what they're saying and you can see if there are any comments that are coming up over and over again. If several people are saying the same thing, you should likely sit with that and think about it to see if that is reflecting an area that you need to work on. Another challenge that was discussed in the workshop was that diverse attorneys often have limited access to critical information and to social capital. So why is this a problem? Anyone who has been in the workforce for a while, regardless of whether it's in a law firm or corporation or anywhere else, knows that there are a whole host of unwritten rules that affect the career development of a lawyer and affect their promotion. If you have access to people who can give you insight and can give you information on these processes internally in your organization, then you're going to be in a better position to navigate the waters of your workplace. Some of the data that was available to the participants in the California workshop suggested that organizational leaders were likely to connect and trust people who were similar to them and to provide those similar folks information that could help them in their career development. It follows then that if most of the leaders in a firm or company are not diverse, they will be likely to provide critical information to their subordinates who are also not diverse. In that scenario, a diverse lawyer that works for a non-diverse boss may not have the same access to those unwritten rules that we just talked about, or they might not have access to other information that could be crucial to their career development. So if this is your situation, what can you do to fix this? A diverse lawyer should always be on the lookout for points of connection with their non-diverse bosses or leaders. I said earlier that people tend to connect and trust others who are similar to them. And a diverse lawyer can have many points of similarity with a non-diverse boss. They may have attended the same college or the same law school. They might like the same sports or follow the same teams. Their children could be going to the same school. So it is possible to find other points of connection unrelated to whether the person is diverse or not. And once you find these points of connection, then you have a source of affinity that can be the basis for growing a relationship with that person. You can take advantage of any firm or company events, including social events, where you can connect and you can meet with people who are the top players at your firm or your company. And you can use these informal settings to find those points of connection or affinity. And then the last challenge that we're going to talk about today is lack of meaningful investment in sponsorship. A sponsor is an influential leader within your firm or your organization. These are people who have the power to affect the course of your career. Examples of sponsors are members of firm management, practice group leaders. They can be people who sit on the compensation committee or the promotion committee in your firm. They might be powerful partners with large books of business. The bottom line is that these folks are important in your firm or in your company. And if they take you under their wing, they can be instrumental in advancing your career. This is because they can assign you to important matters. They can have you work for big clients. They can include you in events where you're going to have exposure to the right people. And they can also write great evaluations. They might be even sitting in the meeting where your candidacy for a promotion is being discussed. The problem here, according to the data shared in the workshop, is that diverse attorneys are less likely to find meaningful sponsors. So if this is your situation, how can you fix this? First of all, you can identify the people in your firm or in your company who can be potential sponsors, and you can make a list of those people. If you don't know them, figure out a way to meet them. Find out who you know that can make an introduction. You can also try to get yourself on a case with them or on a matter with them and do exceptional work when you're working with them. You can show them that you're reliable, that you have their back. And if you become a trusted member of their team, they're going to likely want to sponsor you and they're going to want to support your career development. So even though diverse lawyers will confront many of the same challenges that non-diverse lawyers face, we will definitely face a whole host of additional challenges. And I hope that this information is useful to you in tackling them. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal-setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post. And we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.